liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
All right, guys, you're back. Truman, maybe turn it off because we are going to do heavy sports for a little bit.
What up, Truman?
Because this is the best time of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to lie to you. This whole beginning of the year, Super Bowl, March Madness, I mean, hey, NBA playoffs coming up soon.
NFL draft.
NFL draft, combine shit. This is pretty much the best part of the year. I agree.
This is all connected.
I'm a 1999 driver.
Come here. Give me one.
Yo.
I don't know why the fuck it's
so long. So did we just do a false start over?
And I go, no, fuck it. We're still on, doggy.
Oh, okay.
All right, so all right, so by the time you hear this, the tournament will have started, but we're going to give you some picks.
Oh, shit.
In the meantime.
In the meantime, in between time.
So what we got is, Kadir's got his picks, I got mine, and then we're going to do one right now, and hopefully it's the right one. All right?
Yeah, I think I'm holding the right one right now.
All right. We'll go through these easy. Nova, easy. Gonzaga, easy. All the number ones. They never lose. Kansas and UNC.
All right.
I'm
in agreement.
Getting rid of this. See, I should have fucking prepared better. I hate myself for this. Sorry, guys. Sorry that you gotta listen to this. This is how a podcast works. Okay. Oops.
Just all over the place right now.
See this? These are, you need some rubbers.
Yeah, no.
I got a stack. Don't make any blunders.
We're on basketball right now.
Okay. Okay. Wisconsin, Virginia Tech.
V-Tech.
All right. I got Wisconsin.
Somebody.
That one, and that's an 8-9, so I'm not going to argue it. I just think that Wisconsin always seems to come out in the
Wisconsin
tournament.
I played the other day. Maybe like a couple weeks ago, they have no drive right now. They just look like they're just settling for whatever. Virginia Tech, I got a lot of proof. I like the coach Buzz, whatever the white dude name.
All right, VT it is. All right, Virginia, UNC Wellington. We'll go Virginia. Yeah?
Agreed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back to the first four. I had St. Mary's beat New Orleans.
I had New Orleans.
Which none of these really matter. I had UC Davis beating.
I had that.
NC Central, and then USC
yep.
over Providence, and Wake Forest yep. over Kansas State. Now, Wake Forest is going to make a difference later, but okay. Florida, I think they look hot right now.
Yep, I'm agreeing.
All right. SMU and Providence, USC. SMU, I watched the game, man. They look fucking pretty good.
Play hard.
Okay.
Shout out to Larry Brown.
Baylor, of course, as a 3 seed. You got to kind of move them on. Now, South Carolina Marquette, I go Marquette.
I got South Carolina now. I like their coach.
Any Big East team, they always play tough in the tournament.
Hey,
you know?
If you want to pull the trigger, I'll give you that one, but I like Frank Martin.
They're not going to win. Okay, the next game is going
to
be against Duke.
Shout out to South
So Carolina. It really doesn't matter who wins, but I'm going to go Marquette.
All right. Shout out to Frank Martin still.
All right.
Coach
so then, all right. So we go to the West. We got Zaga. Northwestern, obviously, we have winning because it's the first time ever in the tournament.
They hyped up.
Notre Dame did look good in the Big East tournament.
Got Notre Dame.
Which made me realize that Notre Dame is in the Big East. I didn't know that. Okay. West Virginia Bucknell. This is one of my upsets. I'm going Bucknell.
You have not seen West Virginia play basketball now. Them motherfuckers play hard. That's why that 4 seed, they didn't accidentally get that one. They play ball.
All right. Maryland Xavier. I'm going to go Xavier.
I went Xavier too, just because namesake. Shout out to my
mm-hmm. old school. FSU, Florida Gulf Coast.
You know what I went? FGCU. Florida State, they got like some good NBA players. They don't play together. And I believe Florida Gulf Coast gonna go out there and really put on a fucking show. So I got fucking Dunk University, whatever the fuck they call themselves.
You know, okay, this is the, okay. Here's
our good upset pick right there, fellas. If y'all feeling no, it
is. Here's the problem. Is that if we fuck up this one, we already got Xavier upsetting Maryland.
Now we're gonna watched Maryland play the other day, though. I just said it outside. They don't look that fucking good. That's not really an upset to me.
Okay, no. But I'm saying if you think about this in the long run.
Okay.
Now you got Florida Gulf Coast beating FSU.
Definitely, yep. Definitely. I'm sticking to that
one. Then we, okay. Alrighty, Florida Gulf Coast it is.
Yeah, I like that pick.
All right. VCU St. Mary's. I got VCU.
Which?
Zona. Nova, Virginia Tech. I'm going Nova, obviously.
Which? Agreed.
Virginia, Florida. I say Florida.
Agreed.
SMU, Baylor. I say SMU.
I got Baylor on that one, but I was wanted to go SMU, so I'm going to let you.
Okay. Just there's one reason. Every year I go heavy on Baylor. And they fucking shit the bed. There's a couple teams.
Shit the bed. You're
there's right. A couple teams that do that.
You're right. And they're one of them. All right.
Marquette, Duke. Okay, sorry. Gonzaga, Northwestern. I know you took Northwestern, but Gonzaga lost one fucking game.
And they played St. Mary's like 17 times.
Okay, Gonzaga
and,
it is.
Santa Clarita this 22 times.
This one I'm going to put over you. Okay, I'm going to go cool. Gonzaga on that. Okay. One,
but I'm not giving you too many more.
This is number one, a fantastic.
Shout out to Chris Collins and the Wildcats at Northwestern, baby.
This will be a fun game to watch. Notre Dame, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Hmm.
WVU, baby. Shout out to Huggins, my dog.
Okay, Xavier, Florida Gulf Coast.
I got to go with the fucking Flying Dunk University, just keeping that momentum rolling.
Florida Gulf Coast. Okay.
Shout out to XULA, New Orleans, Louisiana.
VCU, Zona. I'm going to go Zona.
Got to okay. go Zona.
This is what's weird about these this year is that they paired a lot of teams that already, number one, have played each other, yep. And number two, are in the same state. They normally don't do that.
Yeah.
So, all right, go to your other side of your bracket. Miami, Michigan State. I'm going Miami. I like the way they've been playing lately.
Man,
I like the U. I mean, that's an 8-9, so it doesn't really matter.
I'll let you get the last one. No, sorry. Michigan State. Sorry. Because right. You're fucking up my whole the right side.
Yo, but you got... Okay, you got a bracket. I got a bracket.
I understand.
We get... Okay.
But so, I'm just saying, I let you get like three of them that on the line okay. Your reasoning was right.
The next...
This one, I just feel like they're going to play with so much heart in the tournament. I just think...
Okay. The next game is Kansas... MSU, Kansas is going to win that. I know you are going MSU.
Y'all don't want to see my bracket. We're going to post it, though, after I win this shit. We're going to post it up.
Because I'm putting that one down. All right.
Okay.
This is the one, this next game, that I really, really, really was on my fun bracket to have them go to the Sweet 16 was Nevada. Because I saw them play, and they fucking can play.
Yeah, I was thinking
Nevada. Nevada's got a team, so I'm gonna have to say Iowa State.
Yeah, which on that one, motherfucker? Yes.
But that is gonna be a fun motherfucking game to watch. Let's just say that. Purdue, Vermont. I guess you got to go Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Creighton, Rhode Island. Creighton should be ranked higher. They're not, so we'll go Creighton. Okay, this is one that we're gonna argue about, and I have this on my realistic and my fun one.
Yep.
Iona will beat Oregon.
Hey, put it down. I don't believe Oregon's one of the best players towards ACL.
I don't know why I can't hear you.
Am I not being recorded?
It appears that you are, but I can't.
Have I been
turn up my left headphone. Iona was in the same conference that Canisius was.
Yeah.
Okay. And every year they upset somebody.
I mean, they got a good team. So
okay.
Because I'm not sold on Oregon at all.
Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma State. I got Michigan.
I got Michigan. Yep.
Okay. Louisville. Okay. Jacksonville State. Yeah, that the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Iowa State versus Purdue. Iowa State.
Yeah, I got Iowa State. Yeah.
Okay, which sets up a great matchup. We'll go back to it, but now okay, Arkansas. We'll go lower down. We got UNC winning. Arkansas, Seton Hall. I go Seton Hall.
I like Seton Hall. Seen them play.
Again, another good Big East team. Yo, Big East teams show up when it comes to the fucking tournament. That's all I'm saying.
They just play hard.
Minnesota, Middle Tennessee. I got Middle Tennessee. Every
I watch year. Minnesota play. Shout out to Patino. Okay. I'm coaching that team. Them motherfuckers play hard.
All right.
They play hard.
I will go with Minnesota. Butler versus Winthrop. I'll go Butler on that one.
Yeah.
I really picked Middle Tennessee in all of mine. You can take a look.
I believe you.
Okay, now here is where we can either argue or whatever. I think Wake Forest is going to win the play-in game, and I think Wake Forest will beat Cincinnati.
I can see that happening, though.
Cincinnati hasn't been good since Kenyon Martin has been there.
No, I can see that happening, though, because Wake they Forest suck. Has a good team. Shout out to Danny Manning, baby, bringing Wake Forest
That's
back.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going. Are we going Wake Forest?
Go Wake Forest.
That's what I'm talking about right there. UCLA, easy pick. Lonzo Ball. Dayton, Wichita State. I'm going Wichita State.
Los Angeles Lake, Lonzo Ball.
I go,
Yeah, Wichita State. And
what is their fucking,
The Shockers. The little B. Oh, fucking, yeah.
Whatever it is.
Shocker.
Kentucky, North Kentucky, Kentucky. See what I'm saying? Kentucky is playing North Kentucky. Okay? Who the fuck else is playing? There's a bunch that are playing in the same state. Florida State, Florida Gulf. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird. You normally don't have those pairings.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Creighton, Iona, I'd go Creighton.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I can't hear any headphones. This is going to fucking... Keep talking?
I just hope it's fucking recording, because you got...
I see your fucking levels, and it's recording, but like... okay. Michigan, Louisville. I haven't seen shit about Louisville. I would almost go Michigan on that. I don't know.
They've been playing very good, but I got Michigan on that one too.
Okay. Which is that's a 7 seed. That's a pretty fucking ballsy pick. UNC, Seton Hall. I mean UNC, right?
Yeah.
All right. Minnesota, Butler.
Got Minnesota, baby. Sticking with young Patino.
Wake Forest, UCLA. UCLA.
Yeah.
And
KU,
the Shockers versus Blue. Kentucky. We're going to go Kentucky.
Big Blue Nation. All right, baby.
So now we're going to get to the Sweet 16. Sorry, guys. It took fucking 16 minutes to get here. Okay.
Because half the time I was trying to figure out if you could hear me or not.
I still don't
know. The pick's not really taking that long.
I still don't know if I could hear you.
Oh. Okay.
I still don't know if it's working or if it's just coming off mine.
Sweet 16, motherfucker.
All right. Nova versus Florida. I would say Nova.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. SMU versus Duke. I would say Duke.
Definitely.
Which is a 1 versus a 2, which it's a rarity, but that bracket it might happen in. Okay, Gonzaga versus West Virginia. I'm going to go Zags. They only lost one. I know they play shitty teams, but like...
Go ahead. I mean, you know I'm totally on my bracket. You know who I got. I'm rolling with them Wildcats from Chi-Town, baby. Purple. Chris Collins.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go back to that one.
Son of Doug.
You know what? Do you want to go West Virginia on that one?
Wait, which one? Notre Dame and West Virginia?
No, Gonzaga, West Virginia.
If it's Gonzaga, West Virginia, yes. Because I got Northwestern and West Virginia.
Okay.
And I got Northwestern going.
You also have the Browns make it to playoffs. Okay.
Hey, shout out to RG3, baby.
Florida Gulf Coast versus Zona. We're going to go Zona, I assume.
Yep.
Okay, Kansas ISU, which is a Big 12 matchup, and I'm gonna give it to Kansas.
I'm with you.
All right.
Just for the record, that's not my pick.
Creighton, Michigan. I would say Creighton. I like the way that they've been playing lately.
If Michigan get there, Michigan, baby.
All right. So should we flip a coin on this one or what?
Let's do it. Because, I'm not giving up Michigan on that one. Because I already gave up.
I think whoever wins that game can beat Kansas. So this is a big pick.
Well, you already know. On my bracket, Kansas is already fucking...
This is a big
pick. Resting in peace.
I understand. I'm saying this is a big pick right here. I think Creighton can go to the Final Four.
I think if Creighton point guard would have stayed healthy and avoided rape charges or whatever the fuck you're going through, they would have been in the Final Four. No problem at all.
There you go,
and Michigan. Foster, who played for Kansas State, he transferred there. Marcus Foster, he's gonna be a top 20 pick, I think, in the draft.
All right, so now we got
Creighton got a good team.
Okay, so, but we picked Michigan. UNC, Minnesota.
UNC. Yeah.
UCLA, Lonzo Kentucky.
Man.
UCLA, hands down, wins that game.
The reason why they won't win it, they won it earlier in the year.
You got the Michigan pick over me. I'm taking UCLA.
I'm just giving my explanation. They beat them earlier. Lonzo Ball went to Kentucky. He beat them. Cool. Lonzo Ball, future Laker, my team. They're not going to beat Kentucky. Nobody will beat Kentucky.
I'm taking UCLA.
I'm going to tell you some shit. Calipari, tell these boys, when the postseason starts, it's a whole other world. That's when you get your NBA money right here.
Okay, baby. You know what? I'm crossing it out.
You want a Ferrari? This is where you get your Ferrari.
You want a new house?
You want a house? You want a house? You want a first spot? What spot?
Okay. So now we're going to the Final Four.
Let's do it. Who we got?
Villanova versus Duke.
I got Duke. I don't know if you're going to agree or not, but the defending champions, I got them going down right
there. Do I agree in any of those?
Nah. That's what I ain't mad at you. I got the last one, so you switched over.
I do the last one.
You gave me Kentucky. Sorry. So I'm not going to argue because Nova's a fucking beast.
Yo,
I believe this. If Nova goes to the Final Four, they can win.
Just look at that Southern bracket.
I know it's
tough, it's dude. Okay, beast. It is. So okay, I'll go Duke with you.
I thought you wanted Nova. I'm not mad.
No, but everybody else is saying Duke. All the analysts and everything. So I'll go Duke on that bracket.
What are they saying?
The other ones I'll argue with you about.
What they saying?
Nova. They're saying Duke is primed to win it.
Damn, I didn't even know that. Okay. I thought everybody was giving Nova. They number one.
West Virginia, Arizona, Zona.
Zona. They play hard.
Okay. Kansas, Michigan. I got to go Kansas, dog. I'm just saying.
I ain't mad at you. I'm with you on that.
We got to go. Yeah. Okay. Now, UNC, Kentucky. Now, you're telling
Big
me they can.
Big Blue Nation. Okay. Big Blue Nation. All right. Shout out to Coach Cal, baby.
So, the liquor license Final Four, ladies and gentlemen, is a 2-seed. A 1-seed, a 2-seed, and 2-seed.
See? That's not far from what I got.
Interesting. Duke versus Arizona.
I just saw. Duke. Ah, oh, damn.
Okay. Kansas versus. These are this fucking the big, games right game. Here.
That's what I'm saying. Our Final Four is some cold shit.
Kansas at Kentucky.
I'm telling you. Pedal to the metal. Cal on the sideline. Hair slicked back. Probably got Drake or somebody in the audience. It's like, you know what? Let's do it for
the but Bill Self is like no slouch.
No bullshit. But they've been having. You want me to tell you what's going to fuck them up? You seen they lost in the first round of the tournament. You know why they lost? Because Josh Jackson got suspended because some hit and run shit.
Okay.
He's going to be like top 3 pick in the draft. But he got suspended. And without him, they lost in the first round. Right now, they're all over the place. One dude got kicked off the team for like some sexual assault shit.
Mm.
Believe me when I tell you. I don't even think they're going to get to this point. But for the liquor license purpose, Big Blue Nation, baby. Let's go. All
right. So he's calling upset on Kansas. But
but is that an upset?
They're a number one seed. I mean, yeah. Okay. So our national championship game is Duke versus Kentucky, which is like the whitest fucking.
Which is like the best two of the and best traveling. Fucking fan bases in the history of college basketball. Let's say that. Not any even white, black.
I am going to 100% disagree with you and say Duke wins it.
I ain't mad at you, but Big Blue gonna win it. What for the purpose?
Okay, what?
Let's do this then. You keep yours. I'm gonna keep mine. And let's pick the scores then. Let's go with scores. So then we'll determine.
Okay, hang on. Duke is me. Kentucky is you.
Yep. And my score is 76-68.
What's that total? I just need a total.
What the fuck you mean? Total for everything?
For the two together. Two scores together. Like, I'm going to go 127.
127?
You know, when you add the two scores together.
Oh, well, 135, 45? 45.
145.
So, wait, what you going to do with that number? Oh, you're just saying.
That's in case okay. That's like a tiebreaker type number. All right, guys, so the liquor license says Duke, Arizona, Kansas, and Kentucky. All right, that's what the liquor license says. Brandon says Villanova, Gonzaga, Kansas, and UCLA.
Kerdera, the psychic of the bunch, says
Duke,
Arizona, Kentucky, and Michigan State. Shout out to Tom Izzo, baby.
Hall what the fuck seed is Michigan
State? Shout out to Draymond Green, too, baby. Number 9 seed. All the way to the Final
Four. They're going to go all the way to the Final Four.
They didn't play just about everybody you they also, got a face.
I just want to remind everybody. You're
going to talk about RG3. Leave the Browns alone.
That's all I want to
remind. Also, I said Terrell Pryor was going to have a great year, and he went and got him a motherfucking $1 million contract because he did so good. Okay. Shout out to the Browns, baby.
Well, guess what? We are off sports.
Wait, who they going? Cause
who?
When is the draft?
April 19th. Okay. Maybe it's like we on the clock. Like April 19th or something.
I'm saying we got time before that. Okay.
Yeah. But they already have all the early projections.
No, I'm about to say who you think one through 10, but we ain't ready for that yet.
We'll wait.
But. I like my
bracket. We went 20 deep on sports.
I like my bracket, though. I don't give a fuck. All
right. I'm going to hold on to it because I'm going to mark these, and we're going to every week, guys, because you love it.
This looks pretty tough right here.
You have fucking Michigan State going to the Final Four.
Arizona, Kentucky, Michigan State, baby.
This is where you missed out, bud.
Oh, shit. Here you go.
Right here.
You got fucking Gonzaga.
Right here.
Let me explain this.
Right here. No, UCLA.
I like UCLA.
Your mother. Let me tell you where you messed up. Hometown team.
Let me tell you where you messed up. Fucking Gonzaga. They always.
They lost one game.
Okay, let me say something for the fucking audience. Let me tell you how fucking smart a motherfucker can be, to where they too smart. He gave the perfect fucking quote. You know how every year it's those teams who they're great and they just fucking always shit. You know who in that top fucking three? Baylor. Who was number two? The fucking Zags. The same fucking team that everybody been saying for fucking years. Oh, this the year. This the year. This the year. Man, this ain't no fucking year. Mark Few, put on a tie. Or change that fucking shirt. Do something.
I always, for no reason.
Every fuck. Come on.
I put a lot of stock into Miami. I don't know why. But
you do admit that though, right? Wouldn't they be right up there with Baylor as one of those teams that every year top fucking three? They're never lower than like a third fucking seed, and they never fucking
in
showed
the last 5 years maybe.
And they never fucking showed. When have they ever showed up?
Adam Morrison,
ring a bell?
Yo,
the Lakers.
The number one team that shits the bed in this fucking tournament is Cincinnati. Every fucking year.
I still take Baylor because Baylor like.
Yeah,
Baylor had them runs during the season. They go 16-0, 17-0. They
shit the bed.
Yeah,
see, what I'm saying is Gonzaga plays shitty teams like St. Mary's or fucking USC, Riverside, you know. But
what?
They're healthy.
I don't give a fuck. But they always shit the fucking bed, and you know that.
Who won the Big East tournament?
The Big East.
It was Notre Dame versus...
Oh, Notre Dame lost.
Come on.
Fuck.
Come on.
Who the fuck was
People
it?
Are patiently waiting to hear.
Fucking, no,
oh, Villanova.
No, fuck yeah.
Okay, there you go. So that's why. Right now, listen. Every other year.
No, we keep fucking that up. Notre Dame is not in the Big East anymore. Let's stop saying that. That's when we were growing
then
up.
Then why were they
playing? They're in the fucking ACC now.
I thought it was Notre Dame and fucking Villanova. Villanova's in the Big East. I thought that was the title game. What the fuck?
I know Nova did win a conference, but...
And Nova is in the Big East.
Notre Dame moved over to the ACC.
No.
In basketball.
Okay, this is what happened. Okay, Notre Dame was in basketball in the ACC.
Right.
They moved to the Big East because it's all Catholic schools now. They got rid of, like, the Syracuses and the schools like that. And all those Syracuses...
But who they just played? Somebody, and I saw the fucking game, and I was like...
Well, okay,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, regardless...
They don't want to keep going on sports because we could keep going.
If you want,
we get into this shit.
If you guys want to put some money down, you'll hear this and you can do your office bracket. Which the fucking
Water cooler talk.
The fatso who works in the back who has no clue what these sports are or any kind of numbers.
Tell him put down $20.
She'll end up winning.
Hey.
Every year I ran this shit, it was always
and you know what?
They it was always the old lady.
Richer.
It was always the old lady that had no clue and just would pick funny names. Ha ha!
I think I won one of these one time, like in I think in high school.
They'd win, but I'll keep track of it. Anyways,
yeah. Like this time of year, though. I don't give a fuck. I know we gotta get off sport. No, we don't. I like
this we do whatever time fuck we want to do.
This time of year is fucking cool.
No, it is. I mean, you got the combine, you got March Madness, you got spring training, in the NFL draft.
Treatment and turn the podcast back on. He like, y'all still talking about this
and NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. I mean,
this is the season.
This it is.
The
fucking season. Except this NFL. I'll end my sports talk. You can keep going. This NFL draft is very unsexy.
I mean,
let's
not end it on that then. Let's end it on my Saints gave up Brandon Cooks and
they the sure Patriots did.
Got stronger. Okay. And they'll keep getting stronger. And my Saints finally realized that we should have been doing shit like this like 4 years ago because we have the best offense in the fucking conference and we have nothing else.
Is Peyton also the GM or do they have a separate GM? No, we got
Mickey Loomis.
Maybe it's time now.
No, they packaged. They're supposed to fire both of them. Both of them supposed to be gone. And they say we're going to do it one more time.
You got rid of fucking Brandon Cooks.
Well,
hey, the Bills got rid of Robert Woods, who's coming back home. He's playing for the Rams.
I've always liked Robert Woods since USC.
He's going to play for the LA Rams now. So, which is going to add him, Tavon Austin together?
Holy shit. And Kenny Britt. I like the way Britt played. People sleep on Britt. Britt is a productive wide receiver. You
think about those three playing? Holy shit. Like, that's a really good fucking lineup. Anyways, and the Bills didn't get shit for it because they franchised them, so it doesn't matter. All right, so, boom.
We switching subjects. But yes. That boom, I don't know if y'all heard it or not. Boom.
I had a busy week. Okay.
Busier than Brandon Cooks? Oh.
No. Brandon Cooks was an I.
Oh.
Do you know any Brandons who spell their last name or their first names with an I?
That's I can honestly say, and I know a million Brandons. That's the first one I've ever seen spelled.
You don't know a million Brandons.
I do. I grew.
You know one that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a story. Since we all for sports, one of the best Brandons I know, Brandon Clark. Shout out to Brandon Clark. He's a year or 2 years older than me. One of the most down to earth.
Did he spell it like I did?
Yes, one of the most down to earth, cool motherfuckers God ever made. Got in an accident. In high school. Prime time, been in a wheelchair ever since. Shout out to you, homie.
Jesus Christ.
He was a cool fucking dude. Suave dude. Always chill.
Was it his fault, the accident?
Or? It was some drunk driving shit, but I can't remember if he was driving or not, but it's crazy, man. Like we grew up together, run around, play, all this other shit, and then to see this man in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, it's like, wow, it's crazy, man. Shout out to him,
though. I don't want to get morbid, even though...
No. And I wouldn't try to get morbid with it.
It's morbid.
It just was because of Brandon.
I'm trying to start a thing. It's called hashtag MM Morbid Monday. But...
I don't know if I'm going to approve of that one.
Okay. I'm saying is... he's in a wheelchair. Like, his legs are fucked.
Yeah, he can move his arms.
His arms can move.
He's in an elect... Yeah.
Can he take a shit?
I don't know.
Can his dick get hard?
I don't know.
Don't you ever wonder that?
Some of them do, though. Some of them can.
I mean, he's not like a quadriplegic. I'm just saying.
He is not. Man, matter of fact, I think Brandon dead. Damn, you really turned into Marvin Jesus Monday.
Jesus Christ.
I think Courtney called me like a couple years ago and was like, Brandon died. Wow, rest in peace, homie. I'm giving you a shout out. I think the motherfucker dead. Anybody listening?
You know what? Fuck most gangster of the week that just went out. That was it right there. Yeah, guys, I'm not even going to play the fucking stinger.
Shout out to Brandon, man. Courtney did call me a few years ago and tell me Brandon had died. Damn, rest in peace, homie. And I genuinely, you know, I'm going to tell you what brought it up when you said about spelling his name. And he's one of those dudes who was always like the life of the party, the best dressed motherfucker. So once that happened, he would still be at every fucking hood party, every fucking dance at the schools. And I used to like feel
Wait,
so
how old,
bad.
How old was he when this shit happened?
He's a year older than me or two years older than me. So I was still in high school and I'm thinking he was like either about to graduate when it happened or... The year before, because he was still on, we were still all on the high school scene. So, but I think recently he might have passed. Like,
I will remind the liquor license listeners, the L cubed, that the statements I'm about to say are not supposed to be negative. They're actual questions.
Okay.
Did he have one of those motorized deals?
He did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But his hands worked.
His hand worked.
And he could talk and he was cool.
He could talk.
And like, would he like hit on bitches?
All the time. Like, man, this dude was like six feet, about six one. He was that dude, man. Like, always had the J's, always had the fucking polo, the Versace, and all this stuff. Like, he was always super fly. His dad was a barber. They was like, his mom was a...
Did you ever get your a cut from him?
Yeah. His dad used to cut, like, in the neighborhood where Courtney lived at. But he was
at a shop or, like, at his house?
He had a shop.
Oh, okay.
But he was...
Was it a cool name shop? Sorry. I don't want to shout him out.
His dad's name was Greg. Greg. He had, matter of fact, his shop was right down the street from Courtney's house.
So was it called like Greg's Barbershop?
Yeah, or
was
Greg's Barbershop.
Like it wasn't in the cut?
Nah, they started doing that shit as I got older. We had a cut above. But before that, like it was just like people.
Goofy names.
It was like my barber name was August. August. Right. Barbershop. You just go to August. It wasn't no
fucking
What's name.
Homeboy now? You said, who did you go to?
Greg. But
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah.
No, so, that's crazy.
All right, hey. Well, rest in peace, Other Brandon.
Rest in peace, Other Brandon. Rest in peace, homie.
Are you sure he died before we're like shouting
him? Hey, but this is the thing, B. He used to. Are you sure he died? I'm pretty sure. I could still see him in the club, like, with the Kangol on, with the shirt, with the gold chains.
In a wheelchair. Chair.
In the chair. Just you finished it off. No. I couldn't get it out. In the chair. I could put that
Would he be,
shit.
Again, I already preface this, would he have like a drink? Would he smoke some weed? Would he be doing shit like that?
Definitely. Definitely. When I say like, definitely. Fuck it. Like,
now did he, now, okay, all right. See, this is where I get.
Go ahead. It's Marvin Money.
Did he have like,
why?
Because after shit like that happens, sometimes, like they get like the vans. So that you can like,
they you must went have with had the ramp because they used to bring him everywhere. So they had to have something.
Who? Then you he said had they. No. You said they.
His mom. Because his dad died. His dad, I think he had cancer. But then eventually he had a car. So he got the car with the setup.
You can drive if your legs don't work.
Yeah. You use the. You never see you bullshit.
I don't drive myself and my legs work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty true, white boy. It's you get in it. It almost looks like that. What's the thing you lock your wheel with?
I know what you're talking about. But yeah,
so it looks something like that, and it's that across, and then it's connected like it's like a cane almost. So you control everything with your hands. So you control the gas.
So like your left is on the wheel, but the gas and the brake are on the right hand.
Pretty much, yeah.
What kind of car would like?
I think he had some kind of. It was a big ass car. I want to say it was like a Crown Vic or something like that.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
Nice cars.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay. Again, on Morbid Monday, #.
And it's not really that morbid. I mean,
No.
I talk about death all the time. If you really
said,
get into
you said that he died. I'm just making sure that the guy's actually dead before.
I mean, we'll check back next week. I'll give you all the definite. But, you know, I think he is.
Listen, Brandon, Black Brandon, is he black? Was he
yes,
black?
Yes. Okay. African American right. Gentleman.
Yes. If you're not dead, we're sorry.
Oh, definitely. But that's the fucked up thing because we weren't like never close, super close. It was one of the people
but I went to school. But you knew.
No. That. We actually went to school together from pre-kindergarten. So when I was in pre-kindergarten, he was in like first or second. We went to school. He graduated from the same junior high school as me, elementary school. And we went to different high schools. So it's right. One of the people I went to school my whole life. But so I always knew him, you know. He was always cool and shit. But he wasn't like somebody who would sleep over in my house and that type of shit.
I understand.
So, yeah. But he was, you know, he was always a cool motherfucker.
Now, in the Crown Vic.
Yeah.
So he would keep the wheelchair, like, in the back?
Yeah. Put the wheelchair in the back. Now, that's the one thing. Somebody would have to help him. Because I could literally see. He roll up to the car.
He couldn't do, like, those crutch type deals or, like.
No.
His legs were just totally fucked.
Totally gone.
That sucks.
So what he would do is he would roll up to
this is really fucking Morbid Monday. I'm
no,
sorry,
it really ain't that bad. Because, you know, usually I could feel when shit heavy. This don't feel heavy.
You started talking about the guy and then you said he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking pretty morbid, dog.
No, I don't really think so. It is what it is. But, okay. So he would roll up to the car. And I've actually seen him. Then you turn the wheel. Open the door. Turn the wheelchair. And, like. Maneuver his way in the seat. Then somebody would have to put the wheelchair in the trunk or in the back of the car.
Mm.
So that's the one thing he would.
So he would need a handler for certain things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So usually just somebody who's there or something.
I wonder if he could. Rest in peace, guy. I wonder if he pissed and shit like a normal person.
I don't know. That's something I never.
Because I always use the fucking handicap stall in the bathroom. I'm a fucking scumbag. I know you shit at home butt naked and all this stuff, but I always use the handicap stall.
That's one of the reasons I stopped getting so loaded and driving and shit. I remember when because in high school, all of us was doing that shit, and it was just like.
But you're not 100% sure if he was driving or if he was just in the car.
I want to say he was driving.
Okay.
I'm like over 80 on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just did some dumb shit.
No, it was like a one car accident, like ran into a pole type shit. Yeah, it was one of them where it wasn't nobody else.
Fuck your legs
up
that much, huh?
Yeah, nobody else was harmed or none of that. We got another homeboy we grew up with, Lowrider. Lowrider, his dad, they called him Lowrider because his dad used to work on like Lowrider cars and shit, and he was the hood mechanic. He died like when I was at Xavier, right about to get out of Xavier. One car accident, fucked up off the blunts by itself, ran directly into a fucking light pole. And he died. He was the same
age. Do you know how many times, oh, and yes, you do. How many times have we driven where we shouldn't have?
You are fucking, man, I'm not joking. That's why I say I tell the public my story because I don't want y'all to do this shit. I want y'all to tell y'all kids. I talk to the children. Man,
don't
I was doing this shit when I was 14, fucking 15 years old. Like, I'm doing this from the fucking cradle. Like, yeah, don't do that. I'm telling y'all, that shit. How many in hotboxing? I don't know if y'all was into that. That was our big thing. Was riding around smoking blunts. And
I don't know how many times. I mean, at one point we can get into it, but there is a story of you and I in the car after some drinks. That,
yeah, but that one I got to leave deceased.
Okay,
I got that might bring up a ghost or something. I don't need no ghost. I understand. Right now. But that ended up bad, too, and it was a situation where it didn't have to be that way.
And I'm going to remind you, I'm not going to say anything about the situation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you is that the entire time I said, dude, pull over, let me drive. I did say that.
No.
You're an asshole for I did.
It wouldn't have made a difference. Even if, no, I'm not saying you didn't say that. I don't care if you say that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's certain things in my life
at that time
that were meant to happen, and that's why it never like was like, oh my god, no, man. It was just you got to keep rolling. I know.
I cannot believe that. Like you.
No.
You know what?
I wouldn't be sitting here right if I'd have let you drive. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I told you that. It's moments where. You'll never know what happened right after that to the next thing. To the next thing is like, whoa.
All right. All right. I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I'll let it go. One of these days, maybe we'll talk about it, but I'll let it
no,
go.
No. What to talk about?
All right.
Fuck. You know what I mean? I got to be honest with
nobody,
you.
Nobody in my grade died from my high school that I can't
Yeah. I don't think y'all. I say that. You grew up in like suburbia. And that's cool. No, wrong with that.
Like all the other grades, like a ton of people fucking died.
It's I don't know, man. We just,
my grade was weird. I don't know.
We lived
class of 99 DePue High School, man. A very odd fucking class.
We lived real reckless.
We did. And okay, guys, like I said, yo, you're out, you're having dinner, you have a couple beers, whatever. But like, you're sitting at my house and you have 16 beers and two shots. Maybe take an Uber home. Luckily, they got the Uber now. And back when we used to be big drinkers,
wasn't none of that shit.
They didn't
now
have.
Now let's touch on this shit. Another reason why I didn't care who drove is because of the vicinity of where we was at. You gotta understand that. I never was the one to like, I don't like people, trust people with shit like that. Like, I'm like, you know, if I'm gonna go out.
You couldn't trust me back then?
No, it wasn't about trusting you. It was just about having control of the situation.
It was basically pins to no bar.
No, it was closer than that.
Nope, it was pins to no bar.
You're crazy. It was from my apartment.
Ask fucking Luke.
No, man.
No, dude, I'm telling you. No. I know for a fact that's what it was.
No.
Because we were...
All right, you remember where it happened?
You said you don't... Yes, I know it
on
happened
the street.
Fucking no bar on your street. We left from Pins.
No, but it didn't happen. It happened after we came out of there. It had nothing to do with Pins. That's what I'm telling you.
All right.
You got to remember, it happened literally after coming out of no bar.
No. We were going to Nobar to meet Luke and Jill.
That's how, shout out to them because that's how unimportant this shit is to me. So
both of them would definitely verify that.
They wouldn't verify it to me because I wouldn't ask the motherfucker. So it's all good.
Okay,
I learned from it.
Anyways, you did. You learned.
Keep it pushing.
Let's go. And like that's what I did with DirecTV this week. I've bitched about DirecTV. I've bitched about AT&T. That company, both of them together. Like, they can just, like, take each other's pants off, suck each other's dicks, and then kill
each
other.
Why do you have so many problems with them?
Fuck AT&T. Fuck DirecTV. They're just terrible. They're awful.
But why? Why do you have so many problems with them?
Because I pay $39, $40 a month for fucking TV I don't use because I don't get fucking ESPN. Do we got to bring this up again? All I get is fucking stupid local channels.
We
and
had
like
that conversation. You're right.
Identity or ID.
But you can always upgrade the shit, so I don't know why you just
okay,
upgrade the shit.
I don't use it. All I do is I use the Fire Stick. We got HBO, Showtime, fucking Netflix, Hulu. What else do you need?
I mean, regular TV.
Okay, so you get a $12 antenna from Walmart. That's what I did.
I don't know about none of that. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about antennas and shit. I don't know.
Go look at my bedroom. That's what I got.
I'm not interested in putting up bunny rabbits and shit. I'm going
to
say...
For $12 one time as opposed to $40 a month?
On Morbid Monday, don't drink and drive and don't put antennas in your room. I don't know. And if you will drink and drive, drink very light and drive.
Well, if it's morbid, don't stick the antenna in your asshole. And
or call Uber. Even if they had Uber, babe, I wouldn't have been called. You would have been telling me, say, call Uber. I wouldn't have called no fucking Uber. I don't fucking, people weird. You know how many times I've been in an Uber?
I want to just dispute one thing that you said.
Go ahead.
If we were coming from your house to
we weren't coming from my house.
Okay.
No, right, not right. Literally coming from you know what? My house.
We're not talking about the story, no. So we're letting it go.
You gotta remember where we were parked on the street.
We were... Luke, if you ever listen to an episode, I want you to listen to this one and tell me that I'm not wrong on this. Okay.
You gotta remember. I really don't think you remember that whole story. What happened after that? Watch this.
I know 100% what happened after that.
What happened after that?
Okay, number one, if someone was standing there, they would have been smoked. All right,
and no, that's correct. You're really making. I'm telling you, you're making some shit up. What was hit?
The fucking like planter.
Yes. That
moved into the building.
No, boy, I had to go back out there.
And we moved, and you moved the fucking.
No, you're wrong. How would a person? You remember what the planter was? This little yellow pole thing.
He didn't fucking kill anybody. I'm not saying you did. I'm saying if somebody was standing there,
you
could have.
Do you remember where we were at? We could drive back past there, and you'd be like, "Why the fuck would somebody be right here?"
Those planters had to weigh a fucking half a ton.
And you are crazy.
You hit the fucking thing.
You're gonna drive back past there, and you're gonna remember and say, "This is a lot more than what I'm making this shit up to be."
All right, Luke, tell me if I'm right or wrong.
How the fuck would Luke know? Luke wasn't there.
Yes, he was, because Luke and Jill drove from Penn's to that place to meet us there. We go inside after we park the car down the street as it's smoking and shit. We go inside. See, I'm telling you don't remember this.
I do. I remember all of that.
We go inside, and the bartender's like, "Yo, did someone just hit like the side of the building?" And we're like,
oh, "That was not over there. That was on the other side of the street." That's what I'm telling you. Okay, we're going to end it. Nope, we're going to end it. Because see, nope.
Okay,
that's totally out. Nope. Because I'm going to stay on the same page. We're going to stay cool. Nope.
It was a side street.
Stop right there. Switch subject. Let's go. I told you I'm not making this shit up. Like, you have no, but keep going.
I was there.
That's cool, but you just said something that was totally unfucking true, and you know it because you just said there's somebody, and we were on the opposite fucking side. Oh, I could, like I said, you drive past there, and I could show you exactly where it was at, and you'd be like, "Oh, okay." But change subject. All I wanted you to do is say something that had no fucking truth to it. I'm like, you have to remember.
I'm not gonna believe this one.
That's cool. I don't care. How long ago that was? Where we at right now? No, don't answer that. That's
8 years. I don't know.
It's more than 8 years. I've been knowing the motherfucker I know right now for more than 8 years.
9 years. Whenever
it's
you live back.
It's more than 9 years too.
That's true. Okay.
I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying, man. But it's cool. When time passed, we started making shit up. I actually had to go back there.
I did not. Okay.
No. I'm not saying you're making a whole thing up. I'm just saying you just put it in the side of the place, and I'm like, no hell. We literally were on a side street.
Well, the side street of the fucking place.
No, it's not. I promise you, it's here. It's over here. It's down the street and over there.
I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get upset, so I'm going to let
it go. How you gonna get upset about some shit that happened over 2 years ago?
Dude, this is one of these days where I actually was more sober than you.
You gonna get upset about something that happened more than 10 years ago.
I'm not upset.
No, you just said I don't. No, because get upset. How the fuck could you get upset about something that happened more than 10 years ago?
You're telling me that I'm wrong.
I'm not even telling you wrong. You just said something that was totally wrong. You said something on the side of these people's building.
Okay, hang on. What you just said was, I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I'm telling you that you're wrong.
No, you said on the side of the building of the place, right?
Yes.
That's totally not where that happened.
Okay.
So you're saying. You realize for that to happen, you have to like fucking, it's cars parked on the side and on the front. We're over here down the street, and you have to.
I don't know why we're still talking about it. I'm just whatever. If what you're saying is correct, then it's correct.
But that's the thing. I don't even care if the motherfucking shit correct. But when you say something about the side of the building, I'm like, no, we you don't remember where we were at.
I said the side street.
That's on a personal. We're gonna never talk about this again. I'm gonna drive you by there one day, and you're gonna say, "I'm gonna say, where's the building?"
But I, you know what? I'll take a fucking picture next to it.
Where's the building? Over there. Where did this happen? Over there.
All right.
But you still my dog.
Oddly, were the only two that were involved in this incident, yes. So it really doesn't matter. So,
and that's why I said, so nobody else can't tell me, because if you can't fucking...
I
respect your memorization skills. The side of the building. You know how much I'd have been paying out of my ass for some shit like that?
It's not like you drove through the motherfucking side of the building. I'm saying you hit a planter. The planter went into the building. Nope. You moved the truck down.
It was
down
on the other side of the street. I promise you.
You moved the truck
man, on the other side. I moved down the street. It happened. You got to remember the place is on the main street.
Can we let it go, please?
Man,
it's frustrating because...
How is this going to be frustrating?
Because I know exactly what happened and you're telling me no.
Okay, well, then let's end it because I ain't got shit to say. That makes no fucking sense.
I don't know what the fuck then you think that you hit, even though if you looked at a picture or if you realized...
You just said the side of that building. Okay, that's like me saying... Well, Sylvia is the place. And this is where it happened. This not the same fucking place. You say the side of Club Sylvia. How is that possible? Without every motherfucker and their mama being like, the cars are parked along this way and along that way. How could you hit anything other than a car? It was across the street over there. I promise you. You gonna make me drive past the motherfucker.
I almost
want a goddamn picture so you could be like, where's that at? Across the street.
Okay, so all right. So you know what? This is one of these times where I gotta be the bitch and just take it and say yes.
Well, why does being a bitch? How does that being a bitch?
Because I'm not.
You just too angry. Well,
okay,
because I'm not.
Hang on,
ain't
hang
no bitch
on,
shit.
You're right.
No,
you're right.
Ain't no
you're
stupid
right,
ass.
You're right,
I'm getting
you're
mad.
Right,
no
you're right,
man.
You're right.
Gotta
hang
stop,
on.
Gotta stop saying that type of shit. Used to Uncle Luke. He must be used to saying that shit with you or somebody. But all that being mad about, we grown ass men on
okay.
a podcast.
Let me just say, okay.
Who gonna be mad about something? Take care of your fucking kids, love yourself, hug yourself.
I wanna get
enjoy life.
I wanna get into some fun. I just wanna ask you one question.
Go ahead.
All right. What was it that you hit?
A yellow fucking, like, little fucking concrete thing. A yellow fucking, it's still there.
Okay. All right. All right. That's fine. That's all right.
Directly into it.
Wasn't a car, and I know that.
I know. Yes,
okay.
I agree with that.
Right.
But where it was at had nothing. Them people would have made me pay. I would have had to fucking like situate that. You gotta
understand.
I had to go through police shit and everything was fucking.
I was there. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean for the long haul. You were gone. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. I'm not disputing. And then you gotta stop doing that shit, man. Because I enjoy doing these fucking podcasts, getting mad. You can't get. What the fuck you gonna be mad about? We sound like two little fucking bitches. We ain't no bitches. What the fuck? I'm going to get mad. I'm going to be mad about this. Man,
I'm not mad.
I know. What the fuck you going to be mad about some shit happened 10 years ago that nobody ain't fucking got nothing to do with
it? I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying I had a different interpretation of
the story.
And
that's cool. I had a different interpretation of what a bitch look like. You might think the bitch cute. I might think she not.
There we go. So,
yeah,
all right. It doesn't matter. Settle. It's fine.
No, you're telling me settle, but I'm not the motherfucker who makes statements like, I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to get mad about this. Man, I'll be scared of fuck.
I'm not mad.
I know.
And I never
fuck you gonna be mad at me. You never should. Go ahead. Finish that sentence.
I never should
Thank
have
you.
Said
Appreciate
that.
Appreciate it. And you ain't got to call yourself no bitch because you ain't no bitch. And I would never try to handle you like a bitch. Never. So for you to say that, I'm like, you ain't got a bitch out. You tell me, I'm going to be the bitch. You ain't no bitch.
There's a very good chance.
How I'm giving this motherfucker credit at the same time he calling himself a bitch? Because that's what real
you
friends
know what,
do.
No, you know who does that? Scottie Pippen.
Friends are for.
Do you know who does that? Scottie Pippen. I don't know if you heard about
the
that story.
The good times. The bad times.
Have you heard about the Scottie Pippen story?
I don't know nothing about Scottie Pippen, but I know we've been through
his wife.
Shit.
His wife.
That's when you know you've been through a lot of shit when stories change, motherfucker.
His wife.
Fuck Future. Shout out to Scottie
Pippen.
Fuck
Future, and then made him apologize.
Shout out to Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen had to apologize to his wife after fucking.
Shout out to my dog B, who ain't no bitch.
I'm not apologizing. If a woman cheats on me, go fuck yourself. And there's one out there, go fuck yourself. And I'm saying, like, how the fuck is Scottie Pippen's wife going to okay the apology that Scottie Pippen gave her after fucking Future? What is the deal with this guy Future?
That.
What is this guy?
It did feel good to get intense on the podcast after we have been so mild for a long time.
What happened with this? What is this guy Future? What the fuck does he rap about?
Gangsta shit.
Is he L.A.?
Atlanta. ATL.
And what's
I really do like this fucking dude. Because you're the only dude who would get me to defend you not being some bullshit.
Now.
Shout out to Tree Man if you still listen.
I want to finish the Future talk.
Future make good fucking music.
Yeah, but like, what is it like? It's not trap shit. I mean, yeah, what does it sound like? Like, listen, give me somebody who is similar to Future.
I told you, Future shit remind me of old Juvenile type shit.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what Juve is for.
I'm gonna have to take a look at that. Anyways, all right.
And we're gonna take a look at these crime scenes 10 years later, motherfucker.
Fuck it.
I really like this fucking dude. Oh my god, I like this fucking dude.
You know we're gonna argue about
this. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're never arguing about this dumb shit. No.
I'm done. I'm done with it. I can care fucking less.
Man, you know how.
Who cares?
We're still alive. Man, I'm so fucking. Man, I've been through shootouts. I've been stabbed in the hand. I showed you my scar from being stabbed in the hand. I got stabbed in my fucking hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right there and right there. It? Come on, man. We living, man. We alive, man. We ain't going to be bullshitting with nobody. It's a brotherhood. Shout out to the white brothers and the black brothers.
We had a good fucking time. We still will.
We did. And we still will. And but we smarter now. Because even after that, I took a loss. I had to bounce back. Yeah. We smarter.
Oh, 100%. We grew up. I mean, 100%.
You understand, man? It was part of growing up. It was just part of not giving a fuck about
you
nothing.
Listeners out there, you don't understand the difference in Kadir in the time that we hadn't talked. It is like...
God is good. God is good.
I don't know how to put it, but it's like the dude selling crack to Denzel Washington. It's ridiculous, the difference.
God is good, man. God is good. And I say the same thing to him all the time. Y'all hear me? Compliment. I don't compliment him. I'm a heterosexual male. I compliment him on a regular basis.
I see. That we can fight about. Let's go. All right. Okay, and... I know how he loves me because he got me a pair of motherfucking sneakers.
Before we went to the crime scene.
Air Trainer Huaraches. Okay, the Bo Jacksons.
The Bo Jackson throwback shit.
All right, what, 92s?
Damn, it might be.
92s. Damn, he got me these fucking vintage ass sneakers.
White polo.
And I don't, here's the problem. Shucks. I don't know that I want to wear them because I don't want to fuck them up.
That's a brother. See what I'm saying? Let me just take one out for me. That's what I'll.
I will afterwards because that'll be a picture of the week. I'll be holding them.
Damn.
I'll hold up with my dick out.
This dude always look out for me, man. He gave me cool, just random. Ain't no special. Oh, it's your birthday, motherfucker. Here you go. He gave me his t-shirt. I got so many compliments on the t-shirt. And I'm not giving him shit because he give me shit. No, I think we just mutually appreciate each other. Now we back to being gay.
Now we're back
to being homosexuals after we were just going fucking battle it out.
It's one of those things that like, I know that you would appreciate the shirt.
Appreciate you, man.
And... You know,
I really do like this dude, man. I like
old school Nikes, and so
everybody listening probably is like, is this really a gay moment? Was this like,
guys, our dicks are touching right now. No, it's very weird. It's very odd.
We weren't about to choke each other, and now we're kissing. No, we're not. It's not happening. It started with brackets, then it went to like fucking suicidal car runs, and it's amazing.
Listen. I'll tell you later.
Well, go ahead.
No. I'm saving this to keep score. So write one down for yourself.
You're going somewhere out fresh, though. Please.
Yeah, but like, just out to like a fucking
then
bar?
Then he turned down the other pair of shoes. So that's a whole other situation.
Well, okay. Now, on the other pair of shoes, there was the Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1s. Mid, okay. But not the highest.
They were like, you picture if the Joker had a pair of Jordans, that's what they'd look like.
It's some Joker collaboration. Jordans, which I didn't think he would be into anyway,
but it's not some kind of shit I'm gonna wear. Let me explain something. I've seen you wear that jersey, 4 or 5 times.
Shout out to Magic.
Okay, I've seen you wear the Boys in the Hood shirt four or five times.
Yep.
You get your money's worth out of certain things.
Hell, man, I could wear the same shit over and
Thank
over.
You.
I love
the
it.
Fucking those really blue ass jeans that you got.
I love it. Okay. I wear the shit 3 weeks in a row.
That's what I'm saying is. I want to make, if I would have taken the Joker fucking Air Jordan 1s,
right.
I would wear them like twice.
Right. It would have been these, I don't think you could,
these are way different. These, I think,
I don't know if y'all know, I hate whites. Well, I don't hate them. White tennis
white
shoes.
White soles.
Oh, my God. They like the fucking worst thing, man. Just, they look so fresh, but once you wear them one time, you see the scuffs, you see the dirt.
Look at every motherfucking pair of sneakers. Luke's, they all have.
They just gray away.
Why do they do that? No,
buy some more, motherfucker.
Absolutely. Because guess what? They got dirty. You can't clean them. Go buy another pair.
Shout out to Big Nasty, Uncle Luke.
That's why if you got all fucking black shoes, whatever it is, that's what you wear. Shout it makes
but,
total
but
sense.
But this is classics. When y'all see the picture of them, you're going to remember and nod your head and say, man, I remember the motherfucker.
Oh yeah, dude. But, those are gonna be sick. I'm weird. I'm weird about like not.
You know what you keep putting on the list? Bowling. I keep seeing that on that. I'm like, what the fuck? What are we not talking about bowling?
Cause that's been on there. Well, I mean, I technically haven't. I haven't bowled in a year.
And I would. Well, love to
okay. I worked in the industry for a decade and a half. So obviously, you know. So the homeboy picks me up to one night. Now I gotta close for Eric on like a Tuesday.
Okay.
Because he worked Sunday for me. This is going back 2-3 podcasts ago.
Okay.
I had talked about when I went to El Torito and the buffet, and he said he would work it if I would work his Tuesday, and I said okay, fine. Now we close at like 11, or we close, no, we close. The place that I volunteer at closes. You know what? Doesn't matter. My employment didn't go through. We close at 11. And so the homie who always picks me up on Sunday night, which I'm not going to name names because I'm sure there's assholes out there listening. If you're listening, go fuck your face, you faggots. Anyway, so the dude picks me up and he goes, yo, I want to go. I feel like bowling. Because I've been watching it all day, and I said, "All right."
He goes,
"I'm going to take you home, grab all your bowling shit."
Damn, you went all in,
and then come back.
You went all in. Wait, where? To where?
Take. Yeah, don't even say it.
Wow. How long ago was this?
2 weeks.
Damn.
All right. So I got four bowling balls.
What was the atmosphere like?
It was popping, young.
No, I mean I know it's I give it credit. It's always not all you know what I mean, but it's popping.
On that exact day,
it was some shit going down.
No. There's a league, okay. And then also Young and Restless.
Okay.
They have like six lanes. Every
hot women
every week. Oh, dude, they're
wait. They got like a league.
It's not like a league like where they keep scoring shit, but they bet money. So he's like, I want to like bet money against these guys and. Because they'll just drop hundreds. Hundos.
I'm really proud of when we were young, when we would disagree, you know, we would take time off from each other. Like, we would literally be like, oh, we have grown the fuck up. I like this. I like these two people. Now, finish your story, white man. I like these two people. Because I was like, wait, what are we talking about? I love this motherfucker. We talking about some old.
You know, just back in the day, we had too many emotions and too many drugs.
Drugs make you very emotional. Because I would be like, I'm not mad at B, I'm just high. I just won't be high.
You ever realize it's not just that, too? The biggest arguments we ever got into were after we had fucking 10 tall boy fucking beers.
And they were probably about something that was so fucking stupid.
It didn't matter.
The next day, you're like, what you doing? All right, I'm coming over there.
That's it.
It would never be like, oh, this, I hate that. Anyways,
so I go up there and
I'm
like.
They rent out the shit. That's cool.
They probably just got
money to spend.
It's like
too.
Just saved for them.
Dang, how much that cost?
Because I don't know what the rate is.
That's pretty fucking cool, though.
But I always said, like, hey, because they started doing this shit when I still had worked there and I wanted. To get some,
you worked at this anonymous place?
I wanted to get some gear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, like, yeah. They got a little care package. Let me get
they get nice shit.
I had a hoodie or something. When they first hit the scene, then when the like little kid, they made a lot of
money. Because there's like the two main dudes. And the one guy is like.
What's the dude name? The skinny one who was on the show?
He's like the black dude?
No.
The skinny white boy?
Yeah. The nephew or.
Jordan or something like that. It's a very white, waspy name.
What's that dude's name, man?
Anyways. So he would always be the one to pay.
We got some good shit at that anonymous place that we're talking about. I got some good products.
Oh, dude,
I got some good stuff about it.
I got more than you know.
If you know what he means.
There's another guy that would always be like his second in command type. And he was the one who would like put it all together. And I always asked him, but he's like, nah, like I'll bring it in next week. And I'm like,
I like them people who you don't have to ask for shit. Be like, oh man, they I got just, something for you in the car. You. Man, I got something for you in the car.
That's it.
You remember when Carker and I used
what
to come in
the fuck
out
was
the
I even going with? Oh, yeah, I do actually. Yeah. So I decide to actually bowl again.
That's
and
crazy.
It's been a year.
I
took one ball in my shoes.
I probably would have been down.
I couldn't bowl in.
It felt weird.
It did. I felt weird. Number one, to
why
go.
Why we didn't start off with this fucking story?
It did feel weird to go into that place.
Okay.
Yeah, and then also to bowl because I mean a year, you don't realize.
I think I still got it.
You no, of course. I mean, my first game was 198.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He's pro still, this motherfucker.
Shut up.
One thing. I might kick his ass on the basketball court, but I ain't lost every. No, I'm not going to lie. I got better. It's time. Oh, shit. He shook his head you bullshit. Mm. Now, this story. No.
You're bullshit. You kick my ass on the basketball court. I remember playing North Hollywood court. Me and you versus DeMond, it was a fucking David.
Yeah, no, we kicked that.
And we fucking smoked him.
So, on another note.
And I was drunker than a motherfucker.
You know, I don't like doing. We used to play basketball drunk a lot.
Do you remember that? That was those courts over there? Was it not? It was you and me versus David and DeMond.
Now, on another note.
Neither one of those can defend me. I'm too fucking big, dog.
I'm going to put something together.
I'm Bryant Reeves.
To get back on the court, man. You got to get back on the court. But hold on. I know the actual lame stories. Did anybody see you and you was like, oh, this shit is weird. This is really weird.
No. Because I made sure that so-and-so
wasn't there.
No, there was like five so-and-sos. I wanted to make
sure. The ultimate so-and-so don't have nothing to do with that still. .com. Kim.com.
No.
No,
none of that. But I made sure that her dime piece wasn't there because I did not want to.
Her dime piece, that was a good line.
Okay, you feel me?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, I shot like a 198 and then like a 146, but by this time I had fucking drinks.
How many games?
We only bowled two, but it was late because I got out at 11.
Damn, I do miss bowling, man.
It's fun.
You may help me get a lot better.
I'm going to Mike Pence you right now.
Oh, shit.
And this is a definite phenomenon. Anybody out there who works at a bowling center,
that bowling is the shit. See, if you work there, that's the bowling is the shit.
See if this is a correct thing. Black dudes,
oh shit,
do not like to wear bowling shoes.
Hate them. While you telling your story, and I'm thinking about bowling again, the first thing I'm thinking is like, I need like some Jordan bowling shoes. I would never wear them, never, because they're too fucking slippery. You can't. It's something with having a firm fucking grip.
But you realize that that's part of the. You're supposed to have that,
but it still feels so. It's like I've never been skating ever in life. Never, never, never. Mm. I don't know how to skate. So I could imagine it's probably something like that coordination with skating, and it just feels so fucking weird to like slide when you don't want to, and like, nah. So, but I should kick ass.
You can understand the science behind it of how you want to slide. Because, listen, I've bowled in tennis shoes before, and the next day my fucking leg is killing me. So I don't know how the fuck you do it.
You got to tell me, it got to be some new shit with some different soles on it, at least these days. Because that old shit.
Oh, I'll show you. I'll show you what. No. And before I left, we had got new ones, but I'll show you my new ones.
And I'm not even
they're
just
fucking,
saying, like,
yo, my new bowling shoes are fucking pimped.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I'm not just shitting on
every part of them is replaceable.
See, that's cool. But is it like actually some kind of a different soul? Something with that soul.
I'll show you. I'll show you. Bullshit. No. It's who the fuck cares about this bowling talk? It's replaceable.
Bowling, right, we back.
Like
we
I have six different types of souls that I can replace. It's all Velcro.
You're the boss, homie. Six.
I know. That's all I'm saying, doggy.
So it was not weird though. Yeah, because it wasn't really bowling talk.
It was weird. I mean,
Nobody was there.
I had been in there once before.
What you want to collect my money, motherfucker?
No. I had been there once before for somebody's going away party, and that was weird because I saw
interact with people and shit.
This time was more like I'm gonna have fun and like just see if I can still bowl, and I still could. And so and so wanted to bowl for money against people, but that didn't end up happening. I guess they drop a lot of money, the Y&R guys. I guess, but I don't know. Hey, I mean neither here nor there. Hey,
I'm gonna say this: that anonymous place, I met some of the most beautiful women.
Goddamn.
Made a lot of money.
I would put that, if you...
Met some beautiful women, made a lot of money. We had some good times.
I'll put this out there. I'll end on this. I'll charge this to everybody listening.
Shit.
Name another bowling center.
Yep.
Because you all know exactly the one that we're talking about, even though I will refuse to say the name.
Yep.
That has more beautiful women.
Man.
More celebrities.
Man.
More eye candy.
Man, I saw that.
And just more people watching ability than the one that we worked at.
Nope. I mean,
I don't care.
From mainstream. I mean, you saw it all from
it
porn,
doesn't matter.
Mainstream, athlete. I mean, it was just, it's a creep spot. And the thing I love about it was never like all the time one way. Like, middle of the daytime, you see somebody like creeping on their wife, but it's cool. It was nobody in that. You know what I mean? Like, it was nobody in there. And such and such is married, and you just see this big Bentley. In the
did you work date? You did some days,
man. I did, man. This man had the key to the place. I did whatever the fuck.
Do you remember? You remember the homeboy?
That man gave me the key for a while.
You do you remember the homeboy?
Come on,
B-Rad.
Yeah.
Because he was from NOLA. Yeah, he was fucking. I haven't talked to him since, man. I like that guy, man.
That's
guy
what I'm saying.
Does he have the vibe of white guys in New Orleans? Like, he just had like a very chill,
Very like jazzy. He reminds me of the white dudes who went to Loyola, because Loyola is from here to your liquor store is Loyola to Xavier.
Oh, okay.
And from Loyola to Tulane is from the liquor to probably the Anonymous.
Okay.
So we're all like on one street, like, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And so you vibe with the white dudes, and a lot of them was just like Brad, very chill, hippie-ish, smoke, good smoke, and, you know, just chill
out. Chilling out, like, yeah. Just they like, yeah.
Hacky sack and shit was still big and shit.
Man, you like, ever do that or no?
No, I ain't never been on a set of skates. I don't think I could hacky sack.
All right, well, but guys, man, I don't know. I mean, we might have done enough.
I like this one.
We might have done enough damage.
I'm gonna call this one already. This shit felt good. It's good. Y'all thought we was about to go to blow. I mean, it wasn't.
Three in a row, we didn't do a most gangster of the week.
No, we did. We turned rest in peace, Brandon Clark. Turned that into Brandon Clark.
Rest in peace.
Without the segment though, but rest in peace to Brandon. And I'm a verified.
We gotta do a
and
photo
it's still
kind of
fucked up that I'm a verified Brandon Clark.
I hope you're alive, buddy.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. Me too. That means it's just been that long since I talked to you, man. So I hope you're alive, but I don't think you are.
Yeah, and
that's a sad way to end.
Yo, when the people at No Bar go fucking face.
Change, shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. You a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to feed for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb. On the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that go toe-to-toe when it's time for woe, you gotta pump us back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, whole neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting bits and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We'll grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you wait. Don't get nobody, no coochie while I be locked up state. I kiss my mama goodbye. Wipe the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I'm through trial, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell. Thinking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you fade. In a younger day, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.